Knowledge management. Commitment to continuous improvement can contribute to a learning organization, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as 1. A group of people who have woven a continuous, enhanced capacity to learn into the corporate culture. 2. An organization in which learning processes are analyzed, monitored, developed, and aligned with competitive goals. A learning organization may develop a knowledge management system, which is simply a process to help organizations learn from their successes and failures. Knowledge management is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as an integrated approach used by organizations to capture, share, develop, and use organizational knowledge. This information is used to more effectively produce product, interface with customers, and navigate through competitive markets. Knowledge management systems help convert tacit knowledge, something you know, into explicit knowledge, something you can show others. The following illustrates this. The machine operators in a job shop learn through trial and error the best way to minimize non-conforming work product needing to be scrapped. They share this information with each other, and the unit as a whole benefits. They get tacit knowledge through socialization. A manager notes that the scrap volume is much lower in one unit and asks the workers to train other units in the plant in their successful practices. The operators work together to create a formal presentation, converting their tacit knowledge into explicit knowledge. The presentation is successful, and the plant manager asks the group to create a training manual for new machine operators. New hires acquire this explicit knowledge during their training period. The explicit knowledge is applied to everyday tasks by new hires, operators from other units, and the original operators as well. The explicit knowledge again becomes tacit knowledge that is internalized, examined, tested, and discussed. New observations and practices are developed and shared. The knowledge spirals outward through the organization from the original group of machine operators. By capturing and sharing this emerging knowledge, the operations function is building a store of knowledge that survives when talented employees leave the organization. Knowledge management systems benefit operations in different ways. Productivity is increased by using best practices and avoiding mistakes. Information can be accessed more quickly. Relationships with customers and suppliers can be improved, as the lessons of many interactions contribute a broader and deeper understanding of their needs. Employees can increase knowledge of competitors' behaviors. Sharing of knowledge promotes collaboration. More people contribute. Exchanges improve those ideas, and some ideas become new sources of revenue. Combined knowledge makes it easier to identify risks and to develop more effective risk management approaches. Designing a knowledge management system involves these steps: identifying and gathering valuable information in the organization. This content can be gathered and perhaps compiled and summarized using AI tools in team meetings, through surveys or suggestion boxes, or a dedicated email address for suggestions in performance review meetings or in debrief meetings or reports. Designing a way to make the knowledge easily accessible but secure in topic-driven databases, internal collaboration tools, discussion threads, wikis, blogs, or other shared repositories. Integrating knowledge management in the organization's culture, such as by use of rewards for good suggestions.